Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Senate passes big foreign aid bill. We have the story.
More anti-Israel demonstrations on college campuses. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Police investigate a fatal shooting in North Wichita. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. Looming budget deficits could jeopardize new Wichita fire station additions. That story is ahead.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke to reporters after the chamber voted to pass the $95 billion foreign aid bill Tuesday night. Schumer says he's proud of the work by his colleagues to pass the bill and says Tuesday's vote reaffirms something he has been arguing in Congress for months.
The only way to get something done in divided government is bipartisanship. Anyone who tries to do it in a partisan way will lose out. That's precisely what happened today. Persistence, bipartisanship saved the day.
The package passed with a 79-18 vote. President Biden says he will sign the bill.
Protests breaking out, now spreading to the Midwest on college campuses. Many are calling for an end to the Israel-Hamas war. Fox's Kevin Cork has more.
University of Michigan and Northwestern University, both Big Ten campuses, percolating with protests, calling for their respective universities to divest from Israel over its military actions that have killed tens of thousands of Palestinians in retaliation for Hamas's attack on Israel, which included the rape and kidnap of hundreds. Demonstrators insist this is about much more than just tents and flags and speeches. It's about demanding change, while others worry this is an example of hate.
And the University of Cal Berkeley also joining the protests. Students calling on the school to implement policies protecting Palestinian students and calling for an end to violence in Gaza.
A man is dead after a shooting in North Wichita.
It happened over the noon hour Tuesday in the 1400 block of North Minnesota, near 13th and I-135. Police arrived and found a man with gunshot wounds. He was transported to an area hospital where he later died. Police identified the man as 33-year-old Norman Carter III. Officials say a person of interest was taken into custody and that the case remains under investigation. Anyone with information is asked to call detectives at 316-268-4407 or Crime Stoppers anonymously at 316-267-2111. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
During a budget workshop Tuesday, Wichita City Manager Robert Layton said the city may not be able to afford the construction and staffing of one of two proposed new fire stations.
Layton said the city has had preliminary discussions on if they can delay construction of one of the two stations. So far, the city has purchased property in the southwest part of town, but not yet in the northwest. Questions about affordability comes as Wichita faces a projected budget deficit of $14 to $16 million by 2026. Vice Mayor Maggie Ballard said constructing just one new station instead of two would be a tough pill to swallow.
I'm going to have a really hard time trying to pull those projects. We talk about public safety all day, every day, how it's one of our top priorities. And I'm just going to have a really hard time trying to minimize those projects.
The council previously approved two new fire stations in an effort to improve emergency response times. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita public school leaders holding the final two public input sessions last night on the future of six school buildings set to close by the end of the year. Also meeting with a select group of community members earlier in the day. The group made up of parents, organization leaders, and community members. Consultant David Sturtz explains how the feedback will be used.
What do you want for your community for the long haul in terms of access to schools, what type of schools, and that kind of thing? And with that feedback, we can align it with the data and see what's the trajectory that this district is likely on for the coming decade.
A community survey is expected to be released next month, with the school board voting on what to do with the buildings in June.
A man is dead after being hit by a train in Hutchinson Tuesday afternoon in the area of Avenue D and Washington. Police found 61-year-old Daniel Rea injured on the railroad tracks. He was pronounced deceased on the scene by medical personnel. The incident is under investigation. KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
One mistake was the difference in the Royals-Blue Jays game last night. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Federal health officials are warning about counterfeit Botox injections. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News the county's annual budget writing process is beginning.
We're going to be looking at about a $5 million structural imbalance as we head into 2026. So we need to start looking ahead of how do we find better efficiencies, how do we restructure some areas, but also how do we stabilize staffing so the things that we're called to do, we do them well.
Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
The Los Angeles County District Attorney announcing charges against the man that they say broke into the home of Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
District Attorney George Gascon says Ephraim Matthew Hunter is charged with felony burglary and vandalism. The DA says Hunter faces a hefty penalty.
Mr. Hunter is currently being held on a $100,000 bail. If convicted as charged, he faces 13 years and 4 months in prison.
Mayor Bass was at home at the time of the break-in, along with her daughter, son-in-law, and grandchild. None of them were harmed. Gascon added that Hunter has a prior conviction in Massachusetts on his record. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Federal health officials are warning about counterfeit Botox injections.
At least 22 people have been sickened by faux Botox injections in 11 states. About half had to be hospitalized. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The agency issued an alert Tuesday. Six of those sickened were treated for botulism. Symptoms include blurred vision, drooping eyelids, slurred speech, and difficulty breathing. Botox is often used for cosmetic reasons, but health officials are warning people should only get the injections from licensed professionals. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Right now in traffic here in the Wichita area, the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing everything looking pretty good on the roadways. Traffic volumes thinning and things starting to look a little bit better out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Mostly cloudy and breezy for your Wednesday. There's also going to be a 30% chance of seeing a few spotty showers, possibly hearing a rumble of thunder as well. A little bit cooler today temperature-wise with a high of only 70, with a northeasterly breeze switching out of the southeast at 10 to 20 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now mostly cloudy, east wind at 8 miles per hour, 58 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Well, the Senate last night passing that foreign aid package. With us this morning with a little more information about that, Fox News Radio's Ryan Spells. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, good morning, Steve.
I guess there was no big surprise. If they had the votes, everybody knew they had the votes, right?
Yeah, I think we kind of knew that. You know, this foreign aid package, a similar one, passed the Senate back in February. So this was just a different style of a foreign aid package where they went about the process differently in the House, having them vote on each thing individually, separately, and then had that fourth national security bill attached to it. Now, that includes the ban on TikTok, which is now going to be putting the clock on ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, to divest its stake within the next year. And there's also some pay-for provisions like the Repo Act, which allows the U.S. to use frozen Russian assets to pay for foreign aid. And also, there is a loan program for Ukraine that apparently the former President Trump endorses.
Well, I guess it came down to at least one person arguing that we shouldn't be spending money in foreign countries. We should bring it, stay here. But, you know, I've thought about that. I'm thinking about how you keep your enemies at bay. Sometimes you support those who support us, those who can do the job over there in Ukraine.
Right. And Speaker Johnson has kind of had a little bit of a change of tune in this, on this issue since he took over the Speaker's gavel. And he has consistently voted against Ukraine and or been skeptical of it in the past. Now, he's getting more intelligence briefings than he ever has before. And he also has a son who's going to be going to the Naval Academy. And Johnson has said pretty passionately at press conferences that he wants to be on the right side of history. And he really does fear the idea of Vladimir Putin invading other countries besides Ukraine if he's able to take Ukraine. So it's been a little bit of a shift for Speaker Johnson, but one where he believes he's going to be on the right side of history.
Yeah, well, funny how that works when it gets personal, isn't it? People do change their tune. Okay. So we got there's also money for something called Indo-Pacific. Is that what I saw?
Correct. Yeah, that mostly goes to Taiwan and some other countries that might be threatened or facing aggression from China. So mostly most of that equipment is going to Taiwan.
And Taiwan is I saw a piece on the weekend, one of the networks talking about the importance of microchips, and Taiwan apparently is they're turning out a bunch of them there. And that's what China's looking at. Go ahead.
Well, yes. And there's always been this aggression from China over
sure.
Taiwan. There is a belief that China owns Taiwan and that China is not an independent country. But, you know, Taiwan has been committed to democracy and some of more of the ideals that America stands for, as opposed to the ones that China stands for. But, you know, as China continues to show aggression, Taiwan has been willing to purchase American weaponry, and America has also been willing to send weaponry over to Taiwan, too. So it's been kind of a partnership that's been going on, I believe, since World War II.
Sure. Hey, Brian, hey, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate your time and your information. Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz this morning. 8:15, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Ted, a couple of stories in the last couple of days about Sedgwick County and the Wichita City government. And apparently, they're going to have budget shortfalls, as much as, $14 million for the county? Or was that the city? City, I guess. But
everybody's, you know, got that.
Yeah, the what
school
happened?
District, city, county.
We had, of course, the pandemic came along, and the feds, they're flooding money into
tons
local
of
governments.
Money.
And we used it here, and I think our governments used it properly to take care of some business. But now you're left with, ooh, wait a minute, how much can we continue doing these services at this amount? Because our city and county government, those people do not want to raise taxes if they can possibly
avoid. And just
avoid
like
it.
You and me, the price of everything is skyrocketing.
Yeah,
it's not like you can keep spending the same every year and have the same services because the price of everything is so much more expensive.
You see, every now and then, a person will run for the local office, and they'll say, I'm going to bring sound business practices to the city hall or the county or whatever. And, yeah, well, the business is that their prices go up for everything that, mm-hmm. that they purchase. Insurance,
yep,
wages, everything. So how do we pay for it? How do we maintain the service level without gouging the public at tax time? By the way, I've got my—I don't know about you, but I've got some property taxes due next month. I get to pay, so looking forward to that as always. 8:17 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted,
yeah, hey, we'll start out with Major League Baseball, where the Kansas City Royals last night were home at Kauffman Stadium hosting the Toronto Blue Jays. Royals looking to snap a 3-game losing streak. 11,000 fans on hand. Royals were down 2-0 halfway through this one. But one mistake by the Blue Jays, an error in the bottom of the fifth inning, opened the door. Bobby Witt Jr. at the plate after that. Valley Sports Kansas City.
Line, fair ball. The game is tied. Garcia to third. He's being waved home. And the Royals have taken the lead.
He was overdue for some more ribbies, and there it was. It was a changeup, looked like. Stayed right in the middle of the plate. Junior right out in front. Timing was perfect. Garcia coming hard around third base.
So the error opened the door. The Royals capitalized with three unearned runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. And after that, just handed over to the bullpen. Three Royals pitchers out of the bullpen. 4 2/3 innings. 0 runs allowed. Including John Schreiber, who threw a scoreless seventh inning. He's got a 0.82 earned run average. The Blue Jays hitters went 1-for-13 against the Royals bullpen. Hey, Royals win it 3-2. Get back in the win column. The Royals hosting the Blue Jays again tonight, 6:30. Game 3 of this 4-game series. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. College baseball last night, Wichita State on the road visiting 18th-ranked Oklahoma. Shocker pitchers held the Sooners to 3 hits. But the Shocker offense couldn't get much going on. Oklahoma won it 3-1. Oklahoma scored all 3 runs in the bottom of the 3rd inning. All 3 of those runners that scored reached base on a walk. Yeah, 3 walks, 3 runs, and that was it. Oklahoma beat the Shockers 3-1. Shocks have lost 5 in a row, falling to 21-21 on the season. Oklahoma now on an 8-game winning streak, one of the hottest teams in the nation. They've won 7 in a row. Shocks take the road loss. Wichita Wind Surge, minor league baseball, couldn't get any offense, losing 1-0 at San Antonio last night. San Antonio scored a run in the bottom of the first, and 1-0 was the final score. 4,000 at the game in San Antonio last night. The game only took 2 hours and 6 minutes. The Wind Surge couldn't score. Wichita at San Antonio again tonight. Another college softball action yesterday out on the west side at Two Rivers. Friends University with a pair of wins over Avila with a sweep, winning 8-0 and 5-3. Now a 11-game winning streak for the Friends softball team. 31-15 on the season, all alone in third place in the conference. Big wins for Friends in softball. And we look back at a guy that was one of the great athletes in Kansas history. We don't talk about him a lot. Ray Evans passed away 25 years ago today at the age of 76. Maybe one of the great athletes in KU history.
Unquestioned.
All-American in football. Yeah. Two-time All-American in basketball.
Wow.
I mean, goodness gracious. Possibly the greatest athlete ever to attend KU. He played professional football, he played professional basketball, and he got offered a contract to play for the New York Yankees.
Where was he from?
He was born in Kansas City, Kansas.
In Kansas City?
Yeah,
he's okay.
Kansas native. Yeah. Pretty interesting. He went to Wyandotte High School.
Oh,
in the Kansas City
yeah.
area, yeah. When he was a football star at KU after World War II, led the Jayhawks into the Orange Bowl. Only NCAA football player ever to lead the nation in passing on offense and interceptions on defense in the same season. And 75 years after he played, he's still KU's all-time single season and career leader in interceptions.
That's
on
amazing.
The defensive side of the football.
Amazing.
And he was a great guard on the basketball team, too. Like we said, an All-American in basketball. He's the only KU athlete to have his basketball and football jersey numbers retired. And he even served 3 years in World War II in the United States Army Air Forces. So his career was interrupted by that.
He probably went out and cut the grass on the base.
Probably
the
did. I mean, amazing.
Wow.
The guy, what a great athlete at KU in football and basketball. The great Ray Evans. He passed away 25 years ago today at the age of 76. Bless his heart. That is Sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. I'll keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says the gag order is unfair to Trump. That's on the way. Steve is Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Wednesday morning, mostly cloudy now, and 58 degrees. Former President Trump's hush money trial continues in New York City. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer.
The state's first witness, former American CEO and President David Pecker, testified about a secret agreement he made in 2015 to publish positive stories about then-candidate Donald Trump and negative stories about his political opponents while leaving courts. Trump appeared most upset about the court's gag order, which the Manhattan DA's office claims he violated 10 times by sharing articles on social media. Judge Juan Merkin reserved his decision about possibly punishing Trump for violating the gag order. David Pecker, though, will take the stand again Thursday morning.
Prosecutors claim the former president violated a New York law of conspiracy to promote or prevent election.
New details in the Valley Center High School varsity baseball team animal cruelty investigation.
The team had their season suspended on Monday after administrators were alerted of an incident involving possible animal cruelty on the part of the entire Hornet varsity baseball team and coaching staff on USD 262 property. On Tuesday, police said that a school employee reported that the team had killed a chicken Saturday on the baseball field before leaving for an away game. Once the police investigation is complete, it'll be presented to the Sedgwick County District Attorney to decide if charges will be filed. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A new state psychiatric hospital planned for construction in Sedgwick County could be built bigger than initial plans called for. State lawmakers would like to see the facility open with 104 beds instead of the proposed 52. However, lawmakers would need to approve additional funding in the next week. Locally, zoning laws still need to change, and City Councilmember Mike Hoheisel says the residents around the proposed hospital have concerns.
They are afraid of somebody possibly escaping from the facility, and if their homes are right there locally, just the possibility of something happening to their families. That's their concern and their worries.
Council is likely to vote on the zoning changes in the next few weeks. Officials say they are concerned about being able to fully staff the hospital that would allow it to open with the extra capacity.
A school activity bus was involved in a chain reaction accident in Barton County in western Kansas. It happened yesterday morning when blowing dust created zero visibility, leading to a number of accidents. One involving a school bus from Russell and a semi-truck. The bus was carrying a high school baseball team, three students with minor injuries.
Former Congressman George Santos is ending his comeback bid.
The embattled former New York lawmaker has announced he's dropping his campaign for the seat in New York's 1st Congressional District. Santos posted on X saying he's suspending his campaign because his challenge to current incumbent Republican Nick LaLota would all but guarantee a Democrat take the seat. Santos was expelled from Congress in December. He'd been indicted on multiple charges, including wire fraud, money laundering, and identity theft. But while he's no longer running for office this year, Santos ended his post by saying, "It's only goodbye for now. I'll be back." Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Non-compete agreements for employees who want to jump between jobs in the same industry could soon be a thing of the past.
The Federal Trade Commission voting Tuesday to ban these non-compete agreements, which don't allow employees to leave and take jobs with competitors or start their own competing companies for a certain period of time. Historically, these agreements have been used with high-level executives, especially in the tech industry. More frequently, though, lower-paid workers have been subjected to agreeing to the non-compete agreements as well. The FTC argues these agreements hurt workers by reducing their ability to switch jobs for higher pay. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, they plan to sue to block the measure, which means it could prevent the rule from taking effect while the legal process plays out. John Saucier, Fox News.
Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS 851 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Revenue challenges may stop construction of one of two planned Wichita fire stations.
Two.
33-year-old man shot and killed in North Wichita. Person of interest in custody.
One.
Senate passes $95 billion foreign aid package to help U.S. allies. President Biden will sign the bill. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Right now in traffic, taking a quick look at those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. Everything looking really good out there. Really not seeing too many problems or issues. And even those traffic volumes looking pretty thin. So things good out there in the Wichita area at this time. Traffic update from 98.7. At 1330 KNSS, I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny with a 30% chance for rain today and a high of 72 degrees. 60% chance for rain and storms tonight, the overnight low 55. Thursday, 90% chance for showers and storms and a high of 70 degrees. Now mostly cloudy, east wind at 8 miles per hour and 58 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Trading's underway on Wall Street, and the Dow is down by 17 points. The S&P is in positive territory by 18 points, and the NASDAQ is up 138 points.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. For the past 5 years, some parts of Valley Center have seen some wet circumstances. City Administrator Brent Clark telling the Wichita Business Journal that he's been working on resolving a drainage issue from 93rd Street North to 7th Avenue since the winter of 2019. He explained the lack of drainage causes stormwater drops from the west side of Meridian, causing concern for residents. Now that ownership of the property in the target area has changed, Clark and a pair of established Wichita developers have a couple of solutions for the drainage concerns, a mixed-use development and 15 acres worth of ponds. The development is called Harvest Place. It has 130 acres of land. It sprawls from the southeast corner of Meridian to 93rd Street.
U.S. Figure Skating announced Tuesday it has chosen Wichita for its 2025 National Championship event. The city will host figure skaters from across the U.S. next year in the 2025 Prevagen U.S. Figure Skating Championships being held at Intrust Bank Arena January 22nd to the 26th. Champions in men's, women's, pairs, and ice dance events will be crowned at the downtown arena months before it will host the first and second round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. This is the first time that the championship is coming to Wichita and the state of Kansas. That's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning. Today is National Administrative Professionals Day. We are honoring folks in the business world, secretaries, administrative assistants, receptionists, and other administrative support professionals. We don't have any around here. Well, we do have, I guess, one or two back there, but most places, a lot of places that just don't have them anymore, don't have receptionists and administrative assistants. I guess the executives just do for themselves.
Yeah, another casualty of the pandemic.
Everybody
downsizing.
My wife spent over 40 years in the workplace, and much of that being a receptionist or an administrative assistant or whatever. She supported people, and she always made her boss look good. Consequently, they valued her employment. So I understand what they have. A lot of times they have a lot of responsibility and not a lot of authority.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just carry the water and do the hard work and the heavy lifting. All right. It's also National Pigs in a Blanket Day. Little weenies or hot dogs wrapped in a biscuit dough or whatever. And
a kid's favorite on menus all over the world.
Menus all over the world. My son, Scott, who, of course, he's a grown man now, but as a little boy, we took him to the restaurant and said, "You want some pigs in the blanket?" And he tried them, and that's the only thing he ever wanted until he was about 16 years old.
There you go.
He had pigs. He called them pigs wrapped up in a blanket. Pigs in a blanket day. All right, it's coming up. We got the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. What is lacking in Trump's hush money case? That's coming up with Glenn Beck. Top of the hour news this morning. Senate passes big foreign aid bill. Well, if you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show, news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Good chance for rain and possibly some storms tonight. Keep it here.
KNSS Radio.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.